Workplace news in brief: blacklisting victory. Britain's biggest building companies have agreed to pay millions of pounds compensation to blacklisted workers. Construction unions GMB and UKED accepted the £250 million payout on behalf of almost 300 trade union activists who were targeted. Steve Atchison, chair of Blacklist Support Group, and blacklisted electrician from Manchester, commented, "For more than 40 years, they were blacklisting us with impunity. It was the hard work and tenacity of rank-and-file activists that has brought this human rights conspiracy into the political discourse. What has already been achieved is a massive victory for the trade union movement, but the fight is not over yet. Blacklisted workers may have won compensation, but this is a long way from justice." As part of that fight, the Blacklist Support Group paid tribute to the tremendous campaign by the families and supporters of the 96 football fans who lost their lives at Hillsborough, saying the Hillsborough campaigns are an inspiration and prove that, when we are steadfast in our fight for the truth, even the rich and powerful will be brought to account in the end. Leicester teachers. At a recent City of Leicester NUT meeting, young teachers came to hear a junior doctor talk about their dispute with the government, and also to get organized for coming battles against the education white paper. After listening to the junior doctor, it was striking how much teachers and doctors have in common in defending their service and dealing with a virtually impossible workload. There was strong support for joint action with the doctors and to oppose the government plans for academization. A series of meetings will be held in the next couple of weeks to brief NUT school reps on the white paper. The battle lines are being drawn. Doctors and teachers must win. Heather Oling, retired NUT member, and Simon Robinson, supply teacher, organise a Leicester City branch POA conference. The NSSN will hold a lunchtime meeting on how we get rid of the Tories at the conference of the Prison Officers Union, POA, in Southport at the Victoria Pub, 42 over 43 Stanley Terrace, Southport, Puerto Rico 90DS, on the 10th of May,